it had existing programmings and recommendations, you know, from HVACs to parking lots to parks to security.
That's the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, James Etta Bedford.
Just a wide variety of projects that you have to do to maintain these buildings.
At last week's meeting, Deputy County Manager Travis Myron broke down the details of the Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP. There are six big components in all: affordable housing, public safety, public schools, a water line in Mebane, various projects related to climate mitigation, and new initiatives to help people experiencing behavioral health crises without having to go through the criminal justice system.
And then it has an additional, I think, $86 million over these 10 years of new facilities for the county, which would include a new EMS 911 center. So there was a lot in there, plus bringing in spending about $6 million for climate action projects, charging centers, more solar, more electric vehicles.
Perhaps the most notable component of the plan is funding for public school upgrades, to be paid for largely with a $300 million bond that voters will be asked to approve in the November election. Last week, county commissioners took an early step to move forward on that bond referendum. They will have to vote again on June 18th to officially put the bond on the ballot, but Bedford says it's pretty much a done deal.
The commissioners are putting this on the ballot, yes. We have kicked the can down the road. You know, we've tried to fund the classroom, the instructional pieces, and the actual needs are over $1 billion.
That billion-dollar figure includes much-needed upgrades and repairs in both the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carrboro school districts. A report last week in the News and Observer found classrooms with cockroaches, leaking ceilings, and broken heating and air conditioning systems, for starters. The proposed bond referendum would only cover about 30% of the total need, but Bedford says it's a big step.
That would get us started on some of the really basic functional needs. Every school would get the basics to be safe, you know, like fire equipment that we do every year. But upgrading some of the facilities, perhaps building new school in each district. The schools are still working on finalizing their plans, and they're going to present to us in the end of May.
May 21st, to be exact. Counting the bond spending, the total capital improvement plan is projected to cost about $900 million over the next 10 years. Bedford says the spending is necessary, but she warns that it will come with a tax increase.
So the base CIP, if we had done no changes, no bond, no new county facilities, and looks like a tax increase of 2.79 cents over 10 years. Then the bond of 3.41 cents. They were also including $100 million of PAYGO, which is money you use from your regular tax revenues. So that is a 2.68 tax increase also. So it adds up to 8.8 cents at this point.
That's about $177 a year if you own a $200,000 home. There is one other thing to watch. Typically, Orange County tries to limit its debt payment spending to 15% of its general fund, and the school bond will temporarily push the county over that threshold. But County Chief Financial Officer Gary Donaldson told commissioners last week the increase is only temporary, and the county's AAA bond rating will keep interest rates relatively low. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.